The UAW Local 4811 represents tens of thousands of UC graduate instructors. The union authorized a strike this month after filing an unfair labor practices claim with the California Public Employees Relations Board, or PERB, alleging the UC put workers' safety at risk by failing to act when counter-demonstrators violently attacked a UCLA encampment and instead, the next day, called riot police in to break up the camp. This resulted in several arrests and union members being disciplined and losing campus privileges. Tanzil Chaudhry is with UAW Local 4811.
We filed a number of unfair labor practice charges against the university for, you know, putting at risk our health and safety, for making unilateral policy changes with respect to our rights to free expression and free speech.
Local 4811 members on the UC Santa Cruz campus were the first to walk out in the rolling strike. The strike has now extended to UCLA and UC Davis. They're scheduled to walk out on Tuesday. The University of California Office of the President released a statement saying in part, quote, "The UAW is engaging in an illegal strike in violation of our contract's mutually agreed no-strike clause to advance issues that have no bearing on employment at UCLA," unquote. The UC also says it hopes the PERB will agree that the strike is unlawful. Tanzil Chaudhry with UAW Local 4811 said the strike could be resolved through talks between the 10 campus system and its graduate employees union.
The way this ultimately gets resolved is by the UC coming to the table with us and, you know, resolving their actions, which has led to these unfair labor practice charges.
The PERB rejected the UC's appeal for a court order to halt the strike on Friday. The PERB will hold an evidentiary hearing to determine if the academic worker strike was, in fact, illegal. The process could take up to 4 months to play out. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.